My question is about the European life, which is really affecting all of us, the so-called liberation movement of the West, which is spreading to the African. And this has led to the breaking up of the traditional family.
That's right.
Traditional family life. What advice and help have you got to give to families that are facing these problems?
Well, the only advice I can render is to become Muslims in the true sense, both to the Muslims and non-Muslims. I will render the same advice. Islamic family system is well protected by its moral laws. And if you stick to Islamic moral laws, then it is impossible for you to be drawn into outside worldly players to a degree where the center of gravity shifts from the house to the streets, to the dancing halls and so on. Now that is the main problem. Nowadays, according under the Western system of life, or Western social system, gradually and constantly the interest of the family members is shifting from within the house to outside the house, within the home to outside the home. Practically, they are using their houses as motels nowadays. You know, they come and have a nice rest, have a good breakfast at home, and then run away. And return late at night, they're totally exhausted, and sometimes they lost the command of their senses because of over drinking. And then kick a shindy when they return to their houses, and sometimes beat their wives and innocent children and so on. So the more it is happening, the more dangers are being born out of this unfortunate affair of disjointing families, breaking up families. Because when they go to the streets, when they go to seek pleasure elsewhere, they want money as well. And they want also, if not alcohol plus sometimes drugs. And they are more costly because of, as you know, so many factors, getting more and more costly because the more the government is tightening, plugging the holes through which the drugs was smuggled into the country, the costlier it becomes.
Yeah.
So where should they get their money from? Mugging and housebreaking and murder for even a few pounds or dollars. This is happening everywhere in the world. They are not disconnected phenomena. They are interrelated, dependent on each other. So one can say it's a pleasurable life to be free to walk around and see things and enjoy a cup of wine in a pub. Well, go on doing it, but what about the promiscuity which follows? What about the free-for-all in human relationship, resulting in AIDS and so many other problems, which are now in fact casting threatening shadows over many countries of Africa? Uganda has already gone under that shadow. It's like a shadow of a cloud with full of radiation. Wherever this shadow is cast, you know, the people begin to die and crumble to nothingness. So all this is a part of a system. The moment you begin to see it and realize it, you have to turn to God. There is no other way, no cheap way. You can't have it and eat it. It's not a cake like which can be had as well as eaten. You have to choose one thing. Either let yourself go into the wilderness of the worldly pleasures, or return to God and find your safe haven with Him. There's no other way. And that's what we're trying to do.
Right. But I know some families that are very, very religious
right.
with their kids. They pray 5 times a day.
Yes.
But the kids have become so difficult, they doesn't eat the traditional food that their parents are providing for them.
Yes.
They always call them as rubbish. They prefer to go for these Western foods, right? And which have really frustrated the parents. Sometimes they go out in the street, they smoke. If the parents decided to discipline them, they'll go to school, and then they'll advise them.
This is individuals you're discussing. We are talking of generals. I don't know which children you're talking about, which boys or girls.
About the Muslim children.
There's so many Muslims in the world, belong to so many different sects. I'm answerable only for the Ahmadiyya children, boys and girls, etc. And we take every care to bring him up in the best traditions of Islam. And they won't behave like you are telling us. Only if the food provided is haram according to Islam, like pork or things, which Muslims are not permitted to eat and which Christians are not permitted to eat either. Only they don't know it. You see? So if such food will be offered, which is forbidden by God, how can these children eat that food? Even those who hail from, those Christians who hail from a pagan background, they do not eat certain things which the pagans freely eat, and they abstain from certain habits and certain cultural styles of those people, which are, interrelated with sorcery and witch doctors and things. The Christians, I know, they don't like it, they don't approve of it. So sometimes some barriers are created by religions and religious beliefs. And that is a sacrifice which we have to offer, or this sacrifice is a must for becoming a religious person. Whichever religion you follow, it will draw a line of demarcation between the following of that religion and the outside, not in every case, but in some cases. And that has to be accepted. This is a part of life. But misbehavior on the part of children because they are religious, that proves that they are not religious. That proves that whatever they do is not in the name of God, in the name of their prophets, but because of their own idiosyncrasies or personal habits. For that, religions can't be blamed. What I was telling you was in generality. I said the social system of the West nowadays has abandoned all its traditions, noble traditions, which were rooted in Christianity. Apparently it is a Christian society. For every practical purpose, they are not at all Christian. Their politics is not Christian, their economy is not Christian, their moral behavior is not Christian. Christianity is only used to confront other religions. When it comes to a struggle between Islam and our Muslim countries and the Western countries, then the Christian fathers and priests raise their head in the name of Christianity. And people do not care a hoot for the Christian values. Yet they are excited in the name of Christianity only for confrontation. So everything is gone to the four winds. There is no order left, no peace left. The only advice in such a chaos would be to return to order. That is, first of all, remove the hypocrisy, which is unfortunately building in every person in this society today, in our society as a whole, in the world, not in the West. Everywhere man is becoming hypocritic. So you can't live with hypocrisy. So the main problem is that of hypocrisy. We say something else, we act something else, We pose to be something else. We behave something else. See, that is the main problem, unfortunately.